This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. All right, that was a great intro interview to the NDAA from Dan Johnson of Panda. I want to thank him for that. We've been talking about a lot of things, but I've been asking people what is the biggest story that the lamestream media has covered up, what woke you up, where are we headed, all that fun stuff. It's one of those sappy end-of-year shows the day after Christmas here on the Bob Tuscan Show. And I want to thank everybody who has participated thus far, and thanks ahead to those who are going to call in this hour if you want to join us. We have troll-free numbers at 800-313-9443. That's 800-1-800-313-9443. Would love to get your take on this or anything else. We'll keep lines open for anything you like. Anything. When I say anything, I mean anything. And we'll go back to the phone lines and talk with Gear, who's been waiting patiently. Thanks for holding. How are you?
Oh, fine. Nice talking to you. You put on another good show. I guess you're asking people to call in and what do you think was the biggest cover up or blackout. And I can't think of anything that was totally blacked out. It's just the way they cover everything. It's
exactly.
Basically, they have their scripts, no matter whether it's the liberal or the Fox covers it from a conservative standpoint, but they basically protect the Republicans and all the other stations protect the Democrats, and all the stations protect the government. So anyway, when I get to talking on the phone here, sometimes it's hard to collect your thoughts. And the main point I want to get is I think the biggest cover up lately has been the Syria, how they were able to cover up who was spraying the gas and killing the people, and even Fox, who gives you some sort of a conservative perspective, but they've got the neocons, so they're busy pushing the war no matter how much evidence they have regarding it not being Assad that did the gassing, but the people that we're now arming. So I think that's the most current kind of blackout going on, instead of awakening the people to, our insidious warmongering that's going on. So
I agree. What they did with Syria was definitely interesting. They received a huge public backlash from it all. And they said, okay, well, we're going to listen to the people and we're going to make this deal with Russia and Syria and so on and so forth. And they kind of left in the background the open question that was still there. That is, who really did use the chemical weapons in Syria? And they pretended like it was all fact that Assad had used the chemical weapons. Well, it turns out later on, according to UN investigations and other investigations, independent investigations, that it wasn't Assad at all, that it was the same terrorist that we're supposedly fighting against. And we did several shows on Syria a while back when it was a major hot story, but I think you're right, Gary. They definitely wagged the dog, as you might say, on the Syrian situation. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I think that was the first real positive thing that I can think of, that the people are waking up to our internationalist, Bilderberg agenda, and we didn't fall for it, and they expected us to go over there and bomb the hell out of them and then continue on like that, end up with what they did in Libya and everywhere else. So I think that was a very positive thing that happened, and I'm calling to not let that fall by the wayside, because they're still, trying to, get us more involved to where they can take out Assad, and who knows what will end up in there. But based on their previous, look at even Iraq here just in the last couple of days, what's going on there. We spent years and years and years spending, $1 trillion to end up with a mess that was worse than when we got in there. And Libya took.
And it's continued to digress there, and Iraq's a dangerous place to be. It really is, and it's too bad. I really feel for all the people there.
The atrociousness is we've got our soldiers over there getting killed and maimed, and if America would wake up, which they are, getting for total fraudulent purposes, and this has been going on for years, and I hate for our military, that our kids are being...
You don't support the troops, man? Come on, you got to support the troops.
Yeah, I want to, every time I see this Western guy, send your money to protect these, to rehab,
Support the troops.
Poor guys that lost their limbs, and that, I get angry, because if you really cared about your troops, you'd find out that they're being used as cannon fodder for a lot of lies, and it hurts, and I feel so sorry for... A lot of kids get in the service because that's all they've got going for themselves. There's no work, and then they
actually
end up.
They're you're exactly right. They're manipulated to join the service. And oftentimes, just like in Vietnam, if they have some sort of juvenile offense that they got into, if they committed a crime of some sort and they were facing jail time, they would say, "Hey, join the military, son, and we'll abolish those." Crimes from your record that still exists. And then of course the recruiters go after low-income areas and they say, hey, we're gonna sign you this big check here if you come to the military. It's pathetic, but that's exactly right. That's what the military has resulted to, bribing our youth to come be pawns in their foreign policy.
And I think it's changing some. Like I say, they weren't successful in Assyria, and I just thank God for that, because, there's the Colonel Wesley Clark. There's a lot of videos on their 10-year plan going in there and destabilizing all these countries, and it's all there for anybody who wants to research.
Yep, General Wesley Clark was quite candid when he mentioned that plan that he was privy to being at the Pentagon and observing this neocon agenda. It's all outlined out in the open, and people are surprised when this stuff goes down. Of course, Iran is going to be a big piece of that puzzle at some point, and we've heard a lot of stories about Iran this year, and most recently about Barry Sotero's talks with them, with Valerie Jarrett planning all of this ahead of time and then releasing it in the media as some sort of news, when all along they had their backroom talks going on and so forth. So you're exactly right. Hey, whereabouts in Florida are you, man?
I'm in Ormond Beach, just north side of Daytona.
Okay, do you know Phil Restino by chance?
No.
All right, well, Phil Restino is involved with Veterans for Peace, the North Central Florida chapter, and he's local in your area. And he does a lot of work handing out 9/11 DVDs and all that good stuff. He's been on the show before. If you ever want to get active,
get in touch with Phil Restino. Email me, and I'll put you in touch with him. There's a great group in Ormond Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, buddy.
What's your email?
Is thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com.
Bob Tuskin Show at Gmail.
Yep.
Okie doke. I just want to make one more quick comment. You know, on the major issues like 9-1-1, the way the media works, we just memorialized JFK and we memorialized the 9-1-1 and all the media, including Fox, it was all fluff. You know, never got to the meat of any of these major issues or the things that have happened. So that's how the media basically keeps everybody, rather than blacking it out a lot, they've got tremendous amount of fluff.
Yeah, it's like a vacuum cleaner. They fill it up with enough junk so that you lose the needle in the haystack. Very mm-hmm. true. We'll be right back after this quick break, folks.
Bob Tuskin Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. Got another half hour or so to go. And we're taking your calls. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. Get out your crayon, write that down. I do want to hear from you. Excuse me. 800-313-9443. From time to time, I like to listen to conscious music. And there is a conscious reggae tune called Revolution by the Roots Underground that highlights many of the themes that I talk about here on this show. And I'm going to play a bit of that song, and then I'm going to get back and finish my story and take some more calls, because I do want to hear from you about all sorts of things, anything on your mind. So we'll get to this tune called Revolution. It's by Roots Underground, like I said. And the reason why I want to highlight this is because of the themes that it talks about, and because I like to kick back and listen to music late at night. So I'm offering you the opportunity to do the same. And they do all sorts of cool music, by the way. They have Underground Farming is one of their songs. They talk about farming. In fact, I want to play that one instead. Underground Farming. It's good stuff. You know, I love gardening, and music that talks about gardening, well, that's pretty cool. So here you go.
Yes, children, are you leaving out there?
So there you go, a little bit of music here to kick back. And it also, to be honest, gave me a chance to go grab a glass of water and check on the baby and all that fun stuff. All right, so we're back. Tonight we've been taking a retrospective look at my past, as well as hearing from you, the listener, about what woke you up. Still want to get some calls on that at 800-313-9443, and that's 800-313-9443. We also have been talking about some of the stories this year that the lamestream media either did not cover or covered up, as they so often do. And I want to hear what your take is on the biggest story that was either covered up or not covered. 800-313-9443. And look ahead. What are some predictions that you might have of the future? Are these pragmatic predictions, or are these hokey glass ball predictions? 800-313-9443. We got an update from Dan Johnson of Panda last hour on the NDAA, which is scheduled to be signed by Barry Sotero once he gets back from Hawaii. By the way, did you see Barry Sotero signed up for his health care plan? Yeah, he's got the bronze plan for $400 a month that he will never use. And Jerome Cortsy was writing about how they had a problem signing him up because they could not confirm his identity. This was interesting. They couldn't confirm his identity, so he had to go back and forth, and he himself had a problem signing up for his own healthcare plan that he's not going to actually use, so he's going to spend $300 a month for it and basically waste it because he's already covered by the military. Something wrong with this picture here? I think so. But back to my awakening process. I was telling you about how I was a creature of talk radio from a young age, listening to talk radio and getting some great experience as a talk show host in South Florida, major market, at 15, 16 years old, doing my own show and co-hosting with Craig Worthing, who was the longest-running talk show host in the South Florida area. Then I went off to school, kind of forgot about talk radio a bit, although I was always a listener, and saw a few documentaries shortly after 9/11 highlighting the inconsistencies and the lies, the straight-out lies, about what really happened on that dreadful day. And to understand the physics of the building's collapse was really eye-opening. Really eye-opening. Anyways, long story short, after screaming from the rooftops like I was saying before and trying to tell everybody I know, hey, I've seen this stuff. Do you know about 9/11? Do you know the truth? And at that time, people were not at all interested in hearing about it. It was still fresh, so to speak, and they weren't interested in it at all. Well, long story short, I said to myself, you know what? I need a place to vent. Oh, yeah, that's right. I do talk radio. Why don't I practice? And that's what it is. It's a practice here. Why don't I do talk radio and use it as a tool for activism to get the word out on these topics and get to learn more? And here I am now, 6, 7 years later, doing this, and I haven't stopped since then. I've not stopped. Now, I've had major things happen. I dropped out of school, went to Mexico, lived off the grid for a while, took a break from the radio because I was off the grid and living in the middle of nowhere. And then I said to myself, well, I ought to come back because right now, wasting away in paradise, which I was, I lived in a beautiful location, had planted 30 fruit trees, had fresh, clean water from the mountains, and an abundance of food was able to be grown there. I said to myself, you know, I'm wasting my activism by being selfish. I had no family at the time, none of that stuff, and I decided to make the choice to come back to society and continue my show and my activism. And I did so, and I really was rejuvenated after the fact because I was practicing what I preached, but at the same time, I felt like, you know, I'm no better than the powers that shouldn't be who go to an underground base when stuff hits the fan. Anyway, since then, I've been really active, and, well, I met my wife years ago now. We have a little baby and all that good stuff. All right, quick break, and we'll come back with more phone calls.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, a half hour to go tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, and I want to keep the phone lines open for the duration. 800-313-9443. That's troll-free at 800-313-9443. And we'll go to the phone lines and talk with Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Bob. Pleasure to talk to you. First time I've gotten the opportunity. You know, I listen to a lot of alternative talk networks. I mean, all of them. I could rattle them off to you. And I know that, you know, you got the little insider rules of talk radio. You guys don't talk about other networks, other hosts, if at all possible, whatever. I'm reading a book right now by a guy named Ty Bollinger. I'm sure you know him, right?
Oh, we've had Ty on the show many times. He is a regular guest, and we were having him come on once a month, but we lost track with that, and your call will remind me to get back in touch with him to do so.
Well, I heard him on another network, man, and he's got a new book, Monumental Myths of the Modern Medical Mafia. Yeah, well, I'm about done with it. And I tell you what, I read a lot of books, so I listen to a lot of alternative talk, and I'll tell you what, this is a compendium of pretty much everything that all of us are into. I mean, it starts off in the medical Rockefeller takeover, crushing the homeopaths and, you know, pushing the pharma-based domination of medicine. And then it goes into the cancer industry, the chemo, you know, industry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it covers the whole facet of this attack. And then it gets into the AIDS myth, and it covers false flags, and it covers assassinations, and it covers, I mean, it covers just about everything we talk about, chemtrailing, GMO.
I've had Ty on the show, and we've talked about all of those things. I'm glad he put it in a book, and I'm sure he did a great job. And I'm also glad that he covered the AIDS topic, because a lot of people, Robert, don't seem to understand that one. They think it's a bioweapon and all this and that, and they miss the point that HIV was not manufactured in a laboratory. It was manufactured in a boardroom as a propaganda campaign to tell people they're sick, to not address underlying illnesses, and then to poison them with not just chemotherapy, but a reject chemotherapy drug known as AZT, which is a DNA destroyer. And if I am hearing you correctly, it sounds like Ty Bollinger got that right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He goes into the whole, these people that get diagnosed by these faulty tests in the first place, and then they go in there and they're fine. Next thing you know, they put them on the drugs, and that's when they start exhibiting all the symptoms of AIDS. And so that's just so, you know, crazy. And then this Dr. Robert Gallo character, and he goes definitely into a lot of that.
Yeah, he's the so-called co-discoverer of HIV, who is a huckster and has profited from it greatly. He forced it on a press conference in the 1980s with Margaret Heckler, who was Reagan's health secretary at the time, the Reagan equivalent of Catherine Sebelius. And it was all done on a whim, and his dogma has remained to this very day with little or no oversight from the scientific community. It's scary.
Yeah, and, you know, so, you know, the book really took me through some emotions because, you know, it's like I really started to become aware at the Oklahoma City Waco time. That was when I was getting out of the military. And, but I kind of went back to sleep, and then 9/11 and all the aftermath is what, you know, totally, you know, threw me over the edge of even becoming aware of this whole false flag template. And Mike Piper just wrote a new book about false flag and the template, you know, and this, and it, that's really like a key to this whole thing. But then assassinations of people that witness these things is a whole nother thing that he gets into. And it, I mean, when he gets into Ruby Ridge and Waco, it brought back these emotions that I swear that it's just, it'll bring tears to your eyes, the frustration at seeing good people just, I mean, Randy Weaver's wife shot right in the head, his
and,
little
and then
boy
her child,
shot in
and
the
then
back.
His child as well. It's disgusting.
I mean, and what this stuff, you know, and then these federal agents that took part in this got the highest honor a U.S. Marshal, you know, guys can get. I mean,
after they basically entrapped him to get what they wanted and then executed his family, yeah, it's so disgusting. I remember hearing that story. I don't know if it was the first time or whatever, but if that doesn't bring tears to your eyes, Robert, then you're not thinking, you're not with it. Jeez.
Right, and then you see this same type of behavior in other governments, like Netanyahu, I think, gave some of the guys involved in the Levon affair some of these high medals in Israel. It's the same stinking template that's used everywhere when these basically a goon force takes over a nation, and then they insulate the enforcer class to where they're not even accountable, and then they even give them warrants for being stone cold killers. I mean, to shoot a woman that was holding a pregnant woman in the head and the kid, a 14-year-old kid, and then you get an award for that because you were some sort of a great sniper. I mean, this is the backward, upside down, inverse, you know, country we live in, where the federal government, this thing is, it's just so dangerous for you to even be a witness, like around all this stuff, the dead witnesses around, JFK, the dead witnesses around, 9/11. And it's just, you know, Bill Clinton's dead friends, Barack Obama. I mean, you list all this stuff. Pat Tillman, he covers Pat Tillman. He gets into Sandy Hook, Boston. I mean, Ty really just, he put it out there to where if you hand this book to somebody and if they really read it and they just throw it back at you and try to poo-poo it, then they're a hopeless cause because, I mean, it's, there's so many anomalies that he just points out in such an effective manner that, man, it's the book to hand to somebody, I think, right now at this point in time because it covers everything that all of us, you know, in this, you know, unplugged world, talk about on a daily basis on all these networks, no matter which network it is. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah. I'm definitely going to have to get back in touch with him. He's on my short list of guests that I have on. And I will let you know when he's coming back. He's a great guy, and I'm glad you called in with your testimonial about his book, man.
All right, man. Take care.
You too. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's take Art now. Is he underground?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Art. How are you?
I think you were asking the question, the biggest cover-up of the year?
The biggest cover-up or story that was lied about.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to, if it's not the biggest one, I think it's going to be at least in the top five. But before we get to that, it's ironic that Obama couldn't get signed up for, or I'm sorry, Barry Sotaro couldn't get signed up for his landmark legislation. But then again, not a wonder when the documentation needed to prove you're eligible doesn't exist. Gee, imagine that. Anyway, the biggest cover-up or the biggest lie? Well, let me see. We had no idea what was going on in Benghazi, even though we were sitting there watching it in live time, real time.
Yeah, that's what they say anyways. At least Hillary Clinton was, although Barry Sotaro supposedly was already in bed.
Yeah, I'm sure he was, you know. Not like he wouldn't have been sitting there getting in the front row seat watching old Mr. Stevens get his stuff blown away. But, you know, I mean, they knew that Stevens had uncovered the whole scandal about the missing weapons and everything else. So that he, of course, he had to be taken out. This had to be, if not the biggest cover-up, i.e. lie, it had to rank in the top five. Had to.
Well, and then the conservatives, the Rush Limbaughs and Sean Hannitys, they were all outraged about it. And they oversaturated the Benghazi thing to the point where it got away from some of the key points that you just brought up.
Right. And you know, and I think probably one of the most, I'm not even sure horrendous is the right word. I think maybe appalling might be a better word. Statements made throughout the entire thing was when Hillary sat there during a hearing and made the statement, it doesn't matter at this point. I was floored. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, her quote was, what does it matter, or something
yeah,
along
what
those
doesn't
lines.
Matter?
So I'll try to find the clip, but you're right, yeah.
Yeah, just absolutely appalling. Anyway, Bob, thanks, man.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton. What difference does it make? That's what it was. What she says, what difference does it make? How can you forget that? What difference does it make? Oh, jeez.
The Bob Justin Show.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful.
A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Right, it's the final segment tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, and we'll try to squeeze in any final phone calls that we have time for. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. It looks like Red Lobster is going to be closing or changing. The restaurant chain owner, Darden, who owns Red Lobster, they also own Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse, has decided to call it quits with the Red Lobster franchise. And, I wonder if they're calling it quits in time for us to stop eating seafood altogether because of something called Fukushima. I don't know. Maybe that was the biggest story of 2013, Fukushima and the fallout from Fukushima. Definitely something people ought to have been talking about, but seems the lamestream media kind of forgot about it, even though it remains a problem that we all have to face. And not just us, but our children and our children's children as well. So, very scary stuff. We'll go to the phone lines now and take some more calls from our beloved audience. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us for the final moments of tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Let's now speak with Wes in Idaho. Hi, Wes.
Oh, hey. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Wes.
I just had to try and call when I heard you talk about 911 in plain sight. That's
yes.
Dave Von Kleist. What happened to Dave Von Kleist?
I don't know. He was married to
George
another
Riley.
Another personality, and I believe he left the country. I don't know.
That was my question. If you can recall 911 in plain sight, did a Boeing crash into the Pentagon?
I'm sorry?
Did a Boeing airplane crash into the Pentagon or not?
Well, I believe...
He covered that subject.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you can go to YouTube right now and watch little parts of 911 in plain sight on YouTube. There's also another good website.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go?
Who's that?
Difference at this point does it make?
What's that about? Well, what difference does it make? Are you still there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm just teasing. Go ahead.
What was that? There's also a great website that's been around a lot of years. It's called Hunt the Boeing and Test Your Perceptions. Talking about radio, I bought my first Sony shortwave radio in about 1984. I want to listen to Tom Valentine. It seems like, yeah, I did. I called into Tom Valentine a time or two. Can you recall him?
No. Tell me about Tom Valentine.
Well, he still is associated with American Free Press, a Spotlight newspaper. My event or whatever change in perspective was in about 1983, 1984, I went to hear a guy named Dwayne Woods in Washington State. He was talking about the income tax. And I had no idea what I was going to go here. I was told that it was a speech about the income tax, and it was. But he spent 4 hours talking, and I didn't hardly move. I think there was a break at 2 hours, and I might have gone to the bathroom. But I went right back and sat down and listened to this guy, and he just put a fire under me about the Constitution, the Christian history of America. I was no Christian at that time. I was not raised in a Christian home. I had been brought up in the Seattle school district in 1960s, which was, better living through chemistry, let's all hang out. I went and saw every Jimi Hendrix concert there was. I mean, that was my hero back then. But once again, Dwayne Woods in 1984 caused me to go out and buy my first shortwave radio. I spent $350 for it. I mean, it was the best one I could possibly afford. And I listened to shortwave radio, and that's all. In fact, Bruce McCarthy, he's still around. He's on RBN still. I called him up and I said, "Hey, Bruce, tell us about cinderesis. I love that word." And he said, Wow, you, Wes, you've been listening a long time, haven't you? Yeah, yeah, it was about 15 years ago I heard Bruce McCarthy talk about the word senderesis. Beautiful word. It's about the conscience on man, whether he's got one or not. But anyway, I'm about very, I wanted an answer. Did a Boeing crash into the Pentagon or not? And I don't know, it doesn't make all the world difference, but I don't like being called a kook or a white supremacist, although I guess if that's the way it's got to be, but I'll try and deal with it. But hello?
Hello. Thanks for the call, Wes.
Okay.
Take care, man.
All righty.
All right, that just about does it for us tonight. And, well, I might have a second or two for another call. Probably not, though. Hey, he brought up Dave Von Kleist, who made that video, and our buddy Sovereign Man in the chat room posted one of his songs. Let's rock out to his song about the law that doesn't exist to pay income tax. It's called Show Me the Law. Here's Dave Von Kleist with his anti-IRS song.
The ground is not wet, so you can sit. That's okay. And we have some folks that are still straggling in. Now, this was a last-minute event that was the brainchild of my wife, Joyce. And after having Elaine Brown on the radio program on Tuesday morning, we finished the program, and she says, you know, we have to keep focused on this issue. We have to keep the spotlight on this issue. Chorus.
Barely getting by today. I can't afford that loss. So if you don't show some legal obligation that I pay, put your hand back in your pocket, turn around and go away. There are folks who rot in prison because they didn't pay. And the troubles that their families have, well, they just won't go away. So many generations have had to live in fear. They dig and scrape and struggle to pay income tax each year. I've got a peaceful nature, and I don't like to fight. But you're pushing us against the wall, 'cause you won't do what's right. Show me the law. My gasoline, for my property, a tax on all the things I buy, and when I go out to eat, Sherry Jackson, Aaron Russo, Eddie Brown, and Larkin Rose, Irwin Shipp and Joseph Bannister showed we all paid through the nose. There are millions that have seen freedom to fascism this year. I suggest you quit your job, go out and find a new career.
He mentions a lot of the guests we've had on this show, Larkin Rose, Sherry Jackson. All right, that was pretty good, actually. I enjoyed his song. He did a good job with that. Folks, that does it for us tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night with Steve Starrs, our humble sidekick here, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And well, I hope you had a great Christmas time and all that fun stuff. Love you guys. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With